الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. وقال الله تعالى: من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه، فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا ليجزي الله الصادقين بصدقهم ويعذب المنافقين إن شاء يتوب عليهم إن الله كان غفورا رحيما. الله مستعيسا in سورة الأحزاب. From the believers there are such men. And if you look the tafsir of this ayah, the word rajul here is not meant to mean male, because from the munafiqeen there are many males also. Rather, the word rijal here, it means what the definition is that comes after it, even if there's a female that is meant by it. But the word rijal, which translates generally to man, is used here because these are the pinnacle of manly qualities. And those qualities are good even if they're in a woman. And there are many stereotypically women, feminine qualities, and those are good even if they're in a man. Nurturing, mercy, patience, etc. Haya. Those are qualities that are generally stronger in women, but if they're in a man, it's good. Just like that, then Allah Ta'ala describes certain manly qualities that are there even if they're in women. So that from the amongst the believers there are such men that made true the pact that they made with Allah, the covenant they made with Allah Ta'ala. They upheld their end of the bargain. And amongst them there are those who have died in the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Man qada nahbahu. Qada nahb. Nahb means mudda, a period of time. The ones who gave the amount of service that they were asked to give from Allah Ta'ala, they gave it incomplete and they left. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. And there are amongst them those who are waiting, meaning they also have the intention of giving their life for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. They're only waiting for the time that Allah Ta'ala chooses to complete that giving. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. And at any case, they're not people who changed. And this is something very important to remember, that just because a person has a boost of iman at a time is not enough. It's good, but it's not enough. A person has a boost of iman at a time, and they're fasting, and they're praying, and they're coming to the masjid, and they feel, all super Ramadan'd out and whatnot. The test is not in who gets that boost of iman, because really, even from amongst the mushrikeen, there are people who heard of the mushrikeen of Quraysh, even Abu Jahl, even Al-Walid ibn Mughira, there are amongst them those who heard the words of the Qur'an and it caused something to well up in their heart. But then what happens? A little bit later, the evil part of their soul, it suppresses it and it gets rid of it. And there are Muslims like that too. And you'll see somebody that, they'll go super, super masjid to the max, and beard, hijab, niqab, everything, and they'll start telling other people, you're doing this wrong and you're doing that wrong, only for you to see that person a year from then in a horrible situation. And it's a trick of the nafs. The thing a person has to remember, when you're doing your Islam and getting your deen on and your iman on, you should get it on. More is better than less, but it should be a sustainable amount. You shouldn't do so much that you burn out, right? Because the candle, it's no point if the candle burns very brightly for 5 minutes and then you're in the dark for the rest of the night. So burn it only as brightly as you can. Ensure that it will keep giving you light throughout the entire night, throughout your entire lifetime. So this is the sifa Allah Ta'ala gives to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. When they came onto this iman, they didn't change afterward. Rather, they stuck with it and they were consistent with it. لِيَجَزِيَ اللَّهُ الصَّادِقِينَ بِصِدْقِهِمْ. In order that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala may reward the true ones for their veracity, for being true, for being real. وَيُعَذِّبَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ إِن شَاءَ أَوْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. And so that he may torment the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, if he wishes to. And if he wishes to, he can forgive them or give them repentance so that they can also be good before they die. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor, is forgiving and is merciful, is rahim. And this happened, there were certain people from amongst the sahaba who accepted Islam with the niyyah of nifaq in the beginning. There are people who accepted Islam with the niyyah of nifaq. They had no belief in Allah or His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but for whatever other reasons they accepted Islam, you could read the books of the tabaqat of the Sahaba, they accepted for whatever reason. Allah Ta'ala, this is His mercy and His fadl and His grace, that certain ones amongst them, He put it in their heart to change their niyyah before they died. This is from His fadl and His grace. May Allah Ta'ala give us from it, rectify our niyat. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make us amongst those who are true in their pact with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and not those who change and who abscond on what they promised. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala rasulihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in.